Love has always been a puzzling topic. Philosophers, artists, and writers have tried for centuries to understand love, but they've not always been successful. Love is often all-consuming and full of emotion. It's normally people like us that are left to understand love and try to put those puzzle pieces together. So, what do you understand about love? And do you recognize when a girl has an obsessive love style towards you? Yep, that's what we're talking about today. Some girls have an obsessive love style, which is something that is important to recognize and fully understand. So today, I'm going to tell you what an obsessive love style is and what girls do when they have this obsessive love style. Now, this is going to help you with any future relationships you find yourself in. So let's dive in deep, like and subscribe. First and foremost, what is an obsessive love style? Have you ever found yourself infatuated with someone? Infatuation is similar to an obsessive love style. Girls are often more likely to have an obsessive love style than men are because they experience more emotions. An obsessive love style can be superficial, and it often comes with a constant deluge of thoughts about the person they are interested in. Basically, the girl is addicted to you and wants as much of you as she can get. You might have only met for a few minutes before her obsessive love style starts to develop. So let's look into what a girl does when she has this obsessive love style. You expected this one. She is the jealous type. You might notice that she starts to act jealous when you are talking to your friends, if you mention another girl or if you talk to another girl. A girl does not have to be in a relationship to act jealous as well. She might have just met a guy or she might like him, even though they have never spoken. When a girl is jealous, she will probably try and take up all of your attention, or she might give you short and sharp answers instead of a long conversation. You might just notice that she is acting a little cold and being distant. This is jealousy, and she's acting this way because she has an obsessive love style. She is insecure. When a girl really focuses on one guy obsessively, she normally has low self-esteem. She is scared of being abandoned and wants you to fully commit to her. So if you like her, make sure that you tell her that you are committed to only her, and this will stop her from being so obsessive. She uses emotional manipulation. When someone emotionally manipulates you, they manipulate you into doing things that meets their expectations and needs. Normally, in a relationship, you both try to meet each other's expectations and needs. It's not one-sided. Often, girls with an obsessive love style will resort to emotional manipulation out of a sense of desperation. She checks up. She constantly checks all of your updates on social media, texts you, phones you, and always wants to see you. She doesn't even say very much when she does message you, but she does it constantly. Now, she is going to start acting very upset when you don't message her back quickly. She also asks you questions about your social media, especially other girls, and that's how you know that she is stalking your social media. If she is constantly checking up on you, it's probably because she is always thinking about you and obsessing over you. She is excessive about togetherness. When you fall in love with someone, you want to spend all of your time with the other person. It's important that you are also your own individual, though, and spend time apart with other people. If she wants you both to always be together and never spending time apart, it might be because she has this obsessive love style. It's okay if she wants to spend some time with you, but start questioning if she never wants to be apart. She has a need for reassurance. She needs you to constantly reassure her that you are interested in her and still want to be in a relationship with her. If she is obsessed with you, then her whole world evolves around you and she is worried that she might lose you. She has no other interests. You are her only habit and only interest. She always seems to be free to see you and never mentions anything about other things that she has been doing. It seems like she goes to work and sees you and that's all. When you ask about her friends, she tries to change the subject. If you ask her about her interests and hobbies, she tells you that she's just too busy for them. Now, this is a sign that you are her only interest and that she is obsessed with you. She has mismatched values. She might be obsessing about you even though deep down she knows that it would never work out because you have different values and interests. You might start to notice that her values are different and that you guys don't align. This is a sign that she is obsessed with you and she's willing to put her values aside just to be with you. She has obsessive thoughts. This one is difficult for you to spot because you don't know what she's thinking, right? And if she is obsessed with you though, she will be thinking about you non-stop. She will find herself wondering about what you're eating, what you're seeing, who you're talking to, and dissecting everything you have ever said to her. This is a sign that she has an obsessive love style. She likes to protect. Is she very protective of you? This is actually not a bad thing unless it becomes controlling. You might notice her helping you through a crowd or sticking up for you when other people say mean things about you. This is a sign that she could be obsessed with you and just wants to keep you safe. When a girl does this, it's a sign that she really cares about you, but if it feels a little bit too much, that's a sign that she's a little bit obsessive. She is clingy. She never leaves you alone. Even when you are both out with a group of friends, she always stays by your side. When you are not together, she is constantly messaging you. Now, this is called clingy behavior and shows that she's worried about losing you. The next one is all about controlling behavior. So if she is controlling, this is your next sign. When protective behavior goes bad, it turns into controlling behavior. She tells you who you can and who you can't see. She decides what you both do and when you do them. Now, these are all classic signs of control and are something that you should actually recognize as a red flag. It should be brought up and noticed as soon as possible. If it carries on, then you might find it very difficult to get out of that relationship. Controlling relationships often turn toxic, so it's better to put a stop to that type of behavior at the very beginning. She gives you strange surprises. She knows things about you that you have never told her. When you are talking to each other, she mentions something that leaves you thinking, "When did I tell her that?" This is a sign that she is obsessed with you. She might be asking other people about you or stalking all of those years worth of content on your social media. She accuses you of things. She constantly accuses you of dating other girls behind her back or flirting with people in front of her when you haven't done any of those things. She is paranoid that she is going to lose you and is trying to guilt you into staying with her by accusing you of some things that you have never done. She cannot focus. She does not notice anything other than the relationship that you have with her. If you are both on a date and you mention something that is happening in the world, she looks puzzled and wonders what you're even talking about. She is spending all of her time obsessing over you instead of focusing on other things like world events. She is probably also unsure what is going on within her friend group or with her family as well because, well, the focus is always on you. And there you go, we've reached the end of the video. Let me know down in the comments below if you liked this video or if I missed something very important from today's list. I hope this video has helped you gain a deep understanding of female psychology. Until the next video, like and subscribe. And if you want your name rolling up on this board like these people's names here, then all you have to do is click the link in the description bar below. Take care, bye-bye.